1-800-981-0. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today's show here on this Monday, March 9th, 2026 edition. Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh announced that he's not running for re-election. Well, the House Speaker, Matt Hall, who really appreciates Sam's leadership in the state Senate because they sat down together and worked on the budget. And then sent it to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which she approved. He did not work with Winnie Brings, the actual Senate Majority Leader, to accomplish it. Well, everybody in Lansing is asking, why isn't Sam Singh running for his final term in the state Senate? Well, after the Detroit News reported that Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh was not going to run for re-election, House Speaker Matt Hall put out the story and gave it additional legs by postulating that the Democratic senator could be fixing to join a very lucrative ranks for multi-client lobbyists in Lansing. Hall didn't need any proof of it, but the mere hint of it allowed him to move using the lawmaker as Exhibit A for passing a new law, putting a legislative stick in the revolving door. He wants to introduce a bill and have it turned into a law that lawmakers shouldn't be absolutely able to leave office and then immediately get hired to be a lobbyist or work for special interest groups. The reason for it, one day you're writing laws and voting on laws, working to get them to pass or to kill them, and the next day you're a registered lobbyist. The Speaker, Matt Hall, says, I want to name the bill the Sam Singh retention bill. Why is Hall positioning, maneuvering this way? Well, history books in Lansing are filled with examples. Former House Speaker Bobby Crimm, former Senate Majority Leader Bob Vanderlaine, former Speaker of the House Gary Owen, and even former Speaker Rick Johnson, just to name a few. I'd even go further and say former Speaker Tom Leonard, who's now running for governor. Well, Sam Singh was not very forthcoming about what his next move was. However, not taking the bait from the Speaker allowed this story to kind of sit and stew a little. Until this past Sunday, Sam Singh mentioned that he has many options, including returning to the nonprofit sector from whence he came or by working for a new Democratic governor or president. But there was no word specifically about him becoming a registered lobbyist. It was crickets all the way. Well, it wasn't until he sat down for a TV interview that he finally coughed up somewhat of an answer. But we have to look at the holes and how it ties into not just Sam Singh, but all state representatives and potentially state senators. First off, the question was asked by the TV interviewer, was this an overnight decision? Sam Singh said, no, I've been thinking about this transition for basically the last year and a half. My wife and I sat down and started to talk. This year, I'm turning 55. And usually at this point in your life, you have one or two professional opportunities before you retire. Well, the question was asked, are you burnt out of dealing with Lansing as a legislator? Sam Singh paused for a second to think, and he said, no, that's not it. Well, finally, the elephant in the room was asked, are you looking at joining some well-to-do multi-client lobbying firm? With a slight pause, Singh said again, no. I've not had any interest in becoming a multi-client lobbyist ever in my career. So did that basically kill Matt Hall's theory? Well, if he didn't want to serve as a host for a host of a lot of clients, how about finding just one and lace up your lobbying shoes for them? Well, Sam said, you know, I don't even think about it specifically. And also, I don't know if I would have any interest in lobbying for a single issue. While finally putting the speculation game to bed, he said, on the issue of political endorsements for a successor, the senator disavows the tactic taken sometimes by the governor. With so many friends running for office in so many different locations, it's very difficult to decide which races to endorse and which ones to stay out of. Well, reporter pressed him and said specifically, who are you going to endorse to replace you in Lansing? Being very reflective, Singh said, I will eventually endorse, but I want to give people a little bit more time to filter out. We had 2, 3, 4 people contact me. So with all this intrigue taken out of the story by his decision not to set foot into the lobbyist revolving doors, he did say that I don't want to let the speaker down. I'm used to disappointing Matt Hall, but this time I think we need to talk about it. Wondering if there's any chuckling going on the other chamber in Speaker Hall's office. But see, folks, this is exactly what the problem is. As a state representative, as a state senator, you have certain influence with the process. You understand Legislative Services Bureau. You understand putting a bill up into a committee. You understand going through the committee process, getting it voted out of committee, and then sending it to the floor for a first, second, third reading, and eventually a vote. It takes a lot of effort, but it also takes the right individuals that are willing to introduce or sponsor the bills. This is something that, as a Senate Majority Floor Leader, you absolutely are very, very well versed in it by the time you get to Sam Singh's point in his career. Now, he talks about being 55. He talks about being 55 and talks about basically, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? A lot of people are in that point. I'm 68. I'm starting to think about that a lot myself. Sam's doing it a lot younger at age 55. And like Rick Randall just said, what's your purpose? What is your purpose? What is it that you want to do with the rest of your life? And so that's something I think that even ties in with the interview we had last Thursday with Perry Johnson. Perry, 79 years old. The guy's got more money than he could ever spend in his entire life. His kids are set up for life. I'm sure there's trust been set up and all kinds of things for the kids. So why are you doing this? And Perry said, well, comes a point in your life, Randy, where, you know, I have the perfect life. I got all the money I could ever need. I'm married to a fantastic woman. I consider her basically, he said, his soulmate, and he's got three wonderful kids. And he would like to keep them here in the state of Michigan. So that's why he's doing it. He truly wants to fix the state. And there's so many things that are wrong with it. But yet, at the same time, we love our state. We love where we live. We love everything the state has to offer. Can it be better? Yes. Can state government be run with less money, less of our taxpayer money? Absolutely. Can we fix the roads with better materials so they last longer? Sure we can. But it takes leadership. It takes somebody with a vision, somebody who can understand the process. And so, kind of interesting to see Sam stepping out when he could run actually for one last term. And I'm sure he's going to end up with some kind of organization, some kind of lobbying firm. But he says he might be working for a future Democratic governor. I wonder. Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, she's going to be the Democrat nominee for governor in the Democrat Party side. She's going to need somebody that knows Lansing and knows how to get things done legislatively. Could she be considering Sam Singh to be her lieutenant governor? Or another Democrat who's running as an independent and needs somebody to be able to get legislative things done in Lansing, is Mike Duggan looking at him to be his lieutenant governor? Because it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting that he is saying, I could work for a Democratic governor or president. Kind of a very interesting answer. So we'll find out eventually. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Again, if you'd like to contact Rick Randall and get a signed autographed copy of his book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, just text me RR for Rick Randall, and I'll send you the information to get a hold of him. Also, if you'd like a link to the YouTube video I produced of my interview with Perry Johnson last Thursday, March 5th, just text me PJ for Perry Johnson, and I'll send you the link to the YouTube video. One of the things that you have to look at, one of the things that you absolutely have to consider is the bottom line of when we are getting these events put together, that this is a process. We are in a cycle right now. Okay, something happened on the radio station. Back to my show. I got music playing in my headset. What the heck? Are you guys hearing that in the background? I don't get it. It's not supposed to happen until 12 noon, but evidently the radio station just went off the air and went to the music. So I apologize. Lost my sense of being there, what I was saying. We have a lot of things planned this year. We have a lot of things that are going to be taking place. And I just want to make sure that you guys are well in advance made aware of these events. It is going to cost a little bit of money. You're going to have to travel plus pay for a ticket. 4th of July, we are going to have the big 250 America birthday bash out at Liberty Mountain USA down in Clare County, in Farwell, Michigan. Farwell, Michigan. That is going to be available online very soon. Those tickets, we have booked. Mark Farner's American Band is going to be the main event. We're going to have a few warm-up bands before them. And then at the end of the night, we're going to have a huge, huge fireworks display. So going to be very, very, very much a big party, and we'd love for you guys to be a part of it. Okay, Phyllis is listening down in Dexter. She's good. Are you listening on your defendingfathers.com website or the TuneIn app? And Rick, let me know what you're listening to. He's on Simple Radio. Let me switch over to this real quick and see. But I'm hearing the radio station, and I can't understand why I'm hearing it in my headset. So we'll see what's streaming right now and see what's airing. Yeah, the radio station went back to the music. Okay, well, we made some changes last night on the automation computer, so maybe the clocks weren't in sync or something. We shall see. The other thing I want to make sure you're aware of, 2 weeks after 4th of July, we are having our 7th annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast. This is going to be in Antrim County in Central Lake, Michigan. You can go to the website acconservatives.org to read all about it and make your purchase for your tickets for your donation online. Top right corner, just click on the yellow button. That'll open up our, not yours, but our PayPal account and make your donation accordingly. Adults this year are $40. The teenagers are $20. And the kids 12 and under are free. And we're really, really excited about it because we are going to be teaching firearm safety to the children. And they then will be putting their names into a hat. John Palmer, Palmer Farms, the pig farmer over in Onaway, has purchased a .22 long rifle with some ammunition. And Nick Wallace, J2 Construction, has purchased a brand new 20-gauge shotgun from Tom and Karen Curtis there at Curtis Gunsmithing. Two young people with their parents there will be going home with firearms, and we're excited. So again, mark your calendars, Saturday, July 18th. If you'd like that, you can text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, either one, and I'll send you back the link to the website, acconservatives.org. And then the last event for July, Saturday, July 25th, we'll be back at Liberty Mountain. Ted Nugent has confirmed he's going to do a fundraising event for the Michigan GOP and all the county parties. So we're looking forward to that happening, and we just wanted to make sure you guys were fully aware of it. So again, 4th of July, Liberty Mountain, July 18th out in Central Lake in Antrim County, and then July 25th back at Liberty Mountain. The 4th of July event, the party with Mark Farner is going to be very affordable. We're trying to get a big crowd out there to party with everybody on 4th of July. 18th of July, you're looking at $40 per adult. And for the fundraiser for the Michigan GOP, we're talking about $50 a person. It is a fundraiser, and we're excited to do it. Well, that's it for this segment, this hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy. Back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCSY, Sheboygan. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website.